A customer, Your new face, too. Welcome to Calypso's Confectionery, where our treats are sinfully delectable. Don't be so frantic, love. I know you can't see me, but just come up to the counter. That's it. Keep coming. I'm not gonna scare you. Now, see that bell? Give it a little tap for me. Good evening, darling. My, jumpy this evening, Let's do something about that, shall we? Close your eyes. There, that should calm you down. Just a touch of succubus magic. Flustered. Now, love, you came by my shop for much more than kisses. You can't tell me something like that would catch you off guard. I must admit, I don't normally kiss all my customers, but with you, I couldn't help myself. So, tell me, what brings you to my little slice of hell? There is only one reason you'd come here, I know, but I want to hear you say it. Go ahead. Tell me. That's lovely to hear. Let's get started then, shall we? Take a seat, and I'll explain everything. So, as you probably gathered, my name is Calypso, and I'm the succubus that runs this bakery. Why wouldn't it be fine? That information is the least I can offer you, given the intimate matters that we'll be dealing with soon. Didn't I tell you to relax, my dear? Fretting like this only serves to harm our relationship. You don't want that, do you? Excellent. Now on to the topic at hand. You are familiar with how succubi operate, yes? Correct. Quite knowledgeable about our kind, Do you have something interesting to share? Darling, I jest. Business first, then pleasure. I run this store to provide for my needs in a more modern fashion. The classic summoning process is so archaic, wouldn't you agree? Seems you're not understanding. Well then, let me go into more detail. You see all these delicious pastries here? Each one offers a wonderful, dreamlike experience to whomever eats them. Let me bring out some tasters. Make sure you try each one. Not too quickly now. Shall I feed them to you? Don't be such a spoilsport. I did bring quite a few. It's a special service, just for you. The spell on each one is rather similar, but each pastry affects your dream differently. So eat up, see what tickles your fancy. So what do you think? Delicious, aren't they?
Feeling a bit sleepy, love.
Wonderful, but I need you awake for now. Just relax, and I'll make sure you understand. As I was saying, running this bakery allows me to feed without waiting for some unfortunate soul or curious scholar to complete a summoning. Yes, my dear. Feed. I thought you understood what my kind does. I see. So aside from the usual physical act of feeding, we are also able to feed off your pleasure through dreams. And that's where my shop comes in. Your eyelids are feeling a bit heavier now, aren't they? That's completely normal. See how you're getting a bit drowsy? How you're losing control of your consciousness? Don't fight it too hard, love. Things are making more sense now, I presume. Yes. By coming into my store and partaking in one of my many delicacies I offer, you essentially give me your consent, allowing me to come into your dreams and feed off a tiny bit of your soul. No summoning circles, no grimoires, no extensive contracts. Of course, the more you eat, the bigger portion of your soul you grant me permission to consume. What's with that frightened look on your face? Surely you knew this would happen eventually. Oh, darling, I know you didn't buy anything yet, but you remember those little taste tests I gave you. You ate every single one, didn't you? And all too willingly, I might add. It's almost as if you wanted me to feed off you right here in my shop. Don't try to back away now. You won't get far. See? You're beginning to slur your words. Wouldn't it be easier to simply give in instead of wasting your energy trying to play detective? Say that again for me, won't you? You're fading rather quickly. I assume you're asking how this is possible, right? Usually a simple taste test wouldn't be enough for my spell to work, but you tried so many different pastries. I never do that for my customers. I don't even let them buy more than one type per visit. You should know, we succubi aren't the most honorable of demons. Abiding by contracts does not dictate how we behave outside of them. But enough chatter. Just let your guard down, love. Let the spell take you. That's right. Fall into me. I promise I'll take care of you. Well, hello again. Feeling a bit more lively now? No. Don't struggle, darling. Not that these ropes would let you, anyways. Oh, I wasn't the one who tied you to this bed. I'm not complaining, though. I love that you're under me like this. Have you not realized yet? This is your dream, love. Feels real, doesn't it? I told you not to struggle. You're not going to convince me that you don't want this. This is your dream, remember? Made from your fantasy. Don't you want to enjoy it? If you must know, all my pastries do is let me visit you like this. You're the naughty boy who has these delicious thoughts running through your mind. I knew you'd make a delectable meal. Besides, don't you love this? You're helplessly beneath me. This wouldn't be happening if it wasn't what you so desperately desired. Calm down. Just feel me. Feel my body pressed against yours, my lips on your chest, moving up your neck. Moan for me, just like that. You like it when I kiss your neck, don't you? And along your jaw. All the way to your lips. Oh, what's this? I thought you wanted me to stop. The resistance you're showing isn't very convincing, darling. I can feel how excited you're getting. Tell me you want me. Tell me you'll be mine. Give in to me, and I'll make you feel so much better. Do you really want to test me? I can wear you down until you're practically begging to let me feed off of you. Did you just shudder? See, you want this. Let me change positions. It's about time I tasted you. And despite your protesting, I know you want me to taste you too. So let me sit on your face, okay? See how wet I am? That's what you've done to me. That didn't take much to convince you to start licking now, did it? That's it. Eager, aren't we? I thought you didn't want me. Good boy. You like pleasuring me, don't you, love? And I know you'll like it even better when I smother you with my pussy. Oh, God, yeah. Oh. Do you need some time to breathe? Well, that's too bad. I'm gonna grind on your face. Oh. Feeling slightly dazed there? That's the spell's doing. The more you give in to me, the better this will feel. Still resisting, with a face full of my juices. Well, at least your cock is honest. Do you want me to take care of it for you? What if I kiss the head? That's it. Tell me what you want. Say you want me to take you in my mouth. Good boy. Oh, don't stop licking. Oh, God, your cock tastes so good. Oh, that's so cute. You're desperately bucking your hips. Oh, that's even better. Oh, stick your tongue deeper inside me. Feel my tail? Feel it wrapping around your neck. Oh, I promise I won't hurt you. It only takes a small squeeze for you to throb in my mouth. Just like that. I know you like it. Reminds you of who's in charge. But you want more than this. You want me to take you deep in my throat. You want me to gag on you. Like a filthy whore. That's it. Moan into my pussy. You're getting close, aren't you? Do you want to come? You want to blow your load in my throat. But we can't have that. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Was that a bit too much? Let me look at you again. Before I do anything else, you know what I need you to say. Come on, darling. Please, say it for me. Because I don't just want you in your dreams, love. That's why I need you to give in. I want to take you and use you and feed off you whenever I like. Don't you feel how wet you made me? Don't you feel it when I rub against your cock? I know you're just aching to fill me up, to fuck me, to come deep inside of me. I need it too, darling. Don't you worry about that. Please, give yourself to me. Please say you'll be mine. Isn't that so much better? Now I can slip you inside. No. Those restraints aren't coming off. You're gonna stay down like this and let me use you. I'm gonna start moving, okay? Nice and slow. I need to savor this. Oh. That's it, baby. Look at me. Look how I slide up and down your cock. Oh, taking you inside all the way to the base. Oh, almost painfully slowly. Darling, was that too much for you? Oh, you made me wait this long. It's only fair I do the same. Oh, yeah, keep making those sounds. I can tell you want to touch me, but I can't let you do that yet. Instead, let me do this. I'll just kiss you while I squeeze your cock inside me. Feel how deep you're hitting? Oh, God, you're perfect. I knew I was right to make you mine. I can feel how close you are to coming. Yeah, come deep inside me. Fill me up. Breed me. I knew you would push me over the edge. I'm not getting off you yet, darling. Ah, your cock's gonna stay inside me until I've finished feeding off your soul. Oh, I'm not gonna take too much. I told you, you're mine now. I need to keep you for as long as possible. Don't think about that now, love. Just let me lay on your chest. Yes, those restraints will disappear soon, and you'll wake up shortly after. Don't relax just yet, though. You belong to me, remember? Good boy. And when you wake up, we'll be doing this all over again.